Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Waco Secondary Principal Tim Bartels, who was recently honored with the Team Award from the Iowa State Education Association. So the award in question is the Iowa State Education Association Team Award, which stands for Together Educators and Administrators Make It Happen. Can we just start with what that means to you to receive such an honor?
Yeah, it's actually pretty crazy to even be considered with that. I was sitting at lunch and I had Julie Klett and Amy Langer walk in, and Julie wrote a nomination letter and Amy did as well, I believe, as the local education association. And they said, hey, you won. And I'm like, won what? They said the team award for ISEA. I said, that's awesome. What does that mean? And so they kind of went through the process of what that meant. And basically, it's just a collaborative culture that we've built. And I'm totally undeserving of that award as an individual. So it's definitely a group thing. So it was really cool.
And speaking to that, as you had briefly alluded to, the main focus of the award is for teachers and administrators who create, quote, a collaborative, collegial working environment. What have been some of your main areas of focus to make that environment possible at Waco?
Yeah, it's really not complicated, but it is a process of talking to people like they're people, treating people like they're people, and just making sure that we meet the needs of students when they walk in these building doors. We want to know that we're going to educate them, that we're going to care about them, and we're going to be there for them every step of the way. And really, it's no different with staff. You know, part of my job is to make sure that I'm there for teachers too. And they actually do a much better job at being there for me than probably me for them, because they're just an outstanding group. And when we make decisions, we get together and make decisions. This isn't a top-down thing. It's a we thing. If we're going to do something, we are all going to be committed to it, and we're going to do the very best. And we get together, and they're not always easy conversations, but they're really meaningful conversations. And we have a ton of trust between all of us that whatever we do is going to be focused on students first, and we're all going to be committed to it. And I'm just fortunate to be around that type of group. So it's been really good.
Have you had a chance to look at the nomination letters that were sent in for you?
I actually haven't. That's a great question. I'm assuming August 1st, I will probably see something. That's when they're doing a luncheon in Des Moines, where I guess they give this award out. And I can't wait to get up there and talk to people about Waco and just the special staff that we have and our awesome student body. So I have not seen those yet, no.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but just to give you a little bit of a sneak peek, it includes some quotes from some of your staff, and I just wanted to let you hear some of those. One of your instructional coaches said, quote, "I love that I never have a bad idea in his eyes. He's always willing to try something new if it's for the kids." And then another individual said, "When the staff and I had to meet with Mr. Bartels to discuss performance, I was sure it was going to be a tense conversation. He didn't focus on what was wrong in the classroom, but really wanted them to do better and laid out the plan. Very solutions-based." And there's a number of quotes very similar to that in this letter, but what does it mean to have this kind of backing from your staff?
Oh, it's why Waco is so successful. Really, like I said earlier, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with these people. And hearing those quotes are super humbling, because I'm clearly not the only one in those conversations. I mean, you have to work together and figure out the best solution as we go forward. And to do that, you all have to be on the same page. And ultimately, it's making sometimes tough decisions, but it's also those decisions that hopefully make us better all together. And boy, just hearing those for the first time, that's crazy that people would think that. And like I said, I couldn't be more honored to work with them.
And there's about five or six more on this letter alone, so it seems like there's a pretty unanimous level of support, which is always great to see. Shifting to more of the school itself, is there anything going on at Waco, either that has happened this school year or any events that you're excited for that's coming up that you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, we're actually starting soccer for the first time in school history. Our first match is this Thursday. We have 25 plus students out for that, and we got a great coach in Rob Shaw, so he's got them ready to go, and that will be a first for us. So we also have some track meets coming up, and we have a brand new lights project that was paid for majority with Riverboat Foundation, And Corey Rich has just been really influential in that and getting those. So we're going to have these really sweet lights out at our football field. And if you've ever seen a college game, like when they score a touchdown and the lights like flash and different mm-hmm. colors and you can set it to music, that's what we have at Little Waco. So we are a Division I program is what I'm going to call us at this point with just our lights alone. So those are just a couple things that we got going. We just finished up our ISASP testing, and we met as a whole school before that as an assembly and, again, set that standard of here's our level of performance. We share all of our data with students and teachers, and we say, here's who we are. And through that, the state gives us a report card, and we know we're one of the top high schools in Southeast Iowa, and we want to keep it that way. So we just encourage that level of competitiveness in our students and school spirit and school pride, and we just finished that up, and couldn't be more impressed with our kids and how they performed and took that serious. So those are just a few things.
I'm sure there's probably too many to keep track of, but...
Yeah, you don't have enough time.
Tim, thank you so much for, again, taking a few minutes to talk about the award and the great things that are going on at Waco. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
Just again about the special students that we have, the staff, the community. I've never worked around a school board that's been this supportive. They trust the ideas that are coming forward. They want to be different. And that kind of goes into our DNA, and we're creating something special here.
That was Tim Bartels joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about receiving the team award. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.